Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 8th of March. Apologies, I'm absolutely full of cold, so if I sound croaky and coughy through this, nothing I can do about it. Right, I've got some bits to say today, but let's do the bits first so those who don't want to listen to that can get on with life. It's almost unbelievable, this. Okay, in the 4-10 at Sandown, I have a horse, New Millennium. It's a front-running type. If this gets an easy lead, I think it will go really well, but it's going to bowl off in front. And again, I'm looking for the 20-30%, and that should shorten up. Current price 10, backing it just before the off with a view to the laying it back in play. So it's New Millennium in the 4-10 at Sandown. Football for the sort of tonight and the weekend, a few mentions, fixed odds bets. Two homes, both of these I fancy and I'll be got good value. Norwich were 1.67 tonight, home to Swansea. I've got them priced just under 1.6, 1.58. So I'll be backing Norwich tonight against Swansea. Depending on if they score early. If they score early, I might leave it. I may trade it if they score late on. But Norwich, 1.67 when I looked against Swansea this evening. And tomorrow at 3 o'clock, similarly, Motherwell versus Hamilton. Motherwell, 1.73 at home to Hamilton. I've got them at 1.62. So I will be backing Motherwell against Hamilton tomorrow. I've got quite a few aways. And these will either be backing the away team or laying the home. The first three I'll probably be backing the away team. The next three I'll probably be laying the home team. But I'll see when there's money in the market tomorrow. Honestly, you need to play these how it suits you. Whether you've got the mentality for laying for that little bit extra liability or whatever. If you're getting involved, what suits you. Certainly the laying, obviously you get the draw on your side as well. So that's what you're paying the extra premium for. But I've got Bury away to Stevenage at 1.9. Hearts away to Dundee at 1.84. Dunfermline away to Alloa at 1.82. Dundee United away to Partick at 2.2. That looks a really good bet, the Dundee-Partick bet. Forfar away to Brechin, 2.18. And Dumbarton away to Montrose, 2.42. Almost certainly that game I'll be laying Montrose. The golf I'm leaving, and you know, I know a couple of you have already traded, and that's fine. It's your own attitude to risk, what you feel is suits you. Herbert has been a right Herbert this morning in Qatar and gone backwards, and obviously we have the American Gulf tonight, so I'll see where we are tonight. I'm very hopeful of being in the mix over the weekend with a couple of those, so hopefully Billy Horschel etc. keep going, and we'll have a look at that again tomorrow morning. A couple of football trades for this evening. Gornik Zabrzeszy in Poland. I'll just get the kickoff time for you for that. That is kicking off at 5 o'clock. Gornik Zabrzeszy versus Piaskiewicz. There you go, fluent Polish. I'll be back in the over 1.5 in that game after sort of 20 minutes, dripping it through to sort of 35-37 minutes, and then trading as the goal goes in. First job will be to remove liability. And in Holland, in the Den Bosch game in the Jupiler League at 7 o'clock, Den Bosch, I will be laying the over 3.5, again with a view to trading that sort of 20-30% this evening. They are playing Helmand at 7. The over 3.5 is currently 2.38. So really anything under sort of 2.5 I will be laying with a view to trading that. So just to run you through, golf I'm leaving, the horses, the 4-10 at Sandown, New Millennium. Norwich and Motherwell, good things at home tonight. Norwich, Motherwell tomorrow. Away, Bury, Hearts, Dunfermline, Dundee United, Forfar and Dumbarton, either backing the away team or laying the home team, depending on your risk. Obviously, laying, you get the draw on side. Gornik Zabrisi over 1.5 at 5 o'clock this evening, 20 minutes in onwards. And over 3.5, Den Bosch versus Helmand at 7 o'clock this evening, looking to trade it. This is almost unbelievable. People know I'm doing some seminars. I do them every couple of years, solely with the aim to help people out. And I'll go into two parts of that, why I do seminars and not online. But the first part, I've had an email, which I'll read it, but I'll praise it because the guy has written a bit of an essay. But it starts off really nice. Hi Ian, new to FTS there. Really enjoying the podcast. Nice to hear your approach, not the usual BS, refreshing. Blah, 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 blah. Bottom line, saw your seminars. I've seen the pod, I'd like to attend one of your seminars. I gave it a lot of thought yesterday, even discussed it with my wife. But anyway, this is the bottom line of all this. He's had a look, thought about it, liked to do it. Said a little bit about football trading earlier. I can't pass £500 to a Tottenham fan because he's an Arsenal season ticket holder. Even saying it again, and I've read this about 15, 20 times now, I mean, what, I say fuck my life, what the fuck is going on there? You're letting the fact that I'm a Tottenham fan and you're an Arsenal fan affect what potentially could be a life-changing situation for you. His name's Dave. I think the last guy was Dave. I can't remember. I need to look that up. His name's Dave. I mean, I'm almost wondering if it's a piss take. But he's written it so well. One day, my next million's going to come from building a book of these emails. There's a guy, isn't there? I can't remember. He did a book of emails he'd had on one with a pie chart in it and drew a spider and somebody and sort of email stories. I haven't replied to this yet because, and Dave says he listens to the podcast, so he's probably listening now. I can't come to the seminar because as an Arsenal season ticket holder, I cannot pass £500 to a Tottenham fan. And he says a little bit later on about that he's actually one who thinks I should consider separating the Spurs from Twitter and having just an FTS Twitter and a separate Twitter. Something I should consider. Even if I have a separate Twitter, people know I'm a Spurs fan. If you're letting the fact, Dave, that I'm a Spurs fan stop you coming to a life-changing thing, it doesn't actually really matter what I do. You are a complete and utter fucking idiot. That is the bottom line. If I let my life be dictated by the fact I'm a Tottenham fan, I'd be living under Westminster Bridge in a fucking scabby coat with a beard like Jesus. I mean, I get the absolute piss ripped out of me for 40 years. Look on Twitter, I have Crystal Palace fans taking the mickey out of me. Palace fans. I've had Millwall fans, Wigan fans when they won the cup. It's a game of football, mate. It's one set of 11 people in a coloured outfit playing another set of 11 people in a coloured outfit. We all go along, have a laugh, and then we go home again. No one's dying. It's not changing anyone's life. I mean, I cannot pass £500 to a Tottenham fan. What do you even write that line for? Email me and say, it's too expensive. Email me and say, I don't like you. Whatever. You can't honestly think I'm going to get that and it's not going to become topic of conversation somewhere. It's, I'm lost for words. Well, yeah, I am. I am lost for words. It is staggering, isn't it, that somebody you think, I hold these seminars, I've got to know some great people, I know people who make money, for the fact that I can sit with them one-to-one, talk to people, they can ask questions, I can show them things exactly, show them sheets, go through it, build relationships with people. If I had to go around asking everybody what team they supported and making my decisions on that, well, I'd have nothing in my life. Imagine going into the supermarket, right, I want to buy this, picking up a trolley full of goods, getting to the old cashier. Who do you support? Oh, Chelsea. Oh, no, I can't. Sorry. Chelsea. No, sorry, I'm not having it. Well, the CEO, who's he? Well, he's Arsenal. No, have it all back. No, not having it. Imagine living your life like that. That's, in effect, what you're saying. So it's beyond comprehension, I'm afraid, Dave. But it does lead me then into something. I had a lot of emails. Why don't I do web versions of the podcast? And this is something I've talked about before. I've looked at it before. And I come back to the same thing, that for me it is about, one, it's showing what I do, getting to meet people. You know, we talk in the bar afterwards, build relationships with people. People have my phone number, they can speak to me. Once you start opening it out online, firstly, it's hard to control the numbers. I know, for example, that in London I can have 30 people, and that's it. I can't have 40 people in a 30-seater room. I can have 30 people. So I instantly know I'm going to be dealing over 2-3 seminars with 70-80 people. I know that in 2 months of that, 40% of those are given up. I know that in 6 months, probably 75% are giving them up. And I know in 12 months, the only people doing what I'm talking about is me and my dog. When you open it up online to, let's say, 300, 400 people, firstly, it loses its value, and I'll come to that in a minute. Secondly, it creates me a load more work with questions and emails. Thirdly, I don't really know the people on the end. I don't know anything about them whatsoever, where when I'm in a room with people, I try and find out more about them. And, you know, then you'll have 250, 300 people giving up, as opposed to there. I don't do it to make fortunes of money and get as many people as possible to do it. I do it for the purpose that I want people to come along, learn, and actually go ahead and do exactly what I'm doing. And over the course of doing the seminars, I've evolved. I've learned what makes people tick. I've learned how can I, you know, for this one, it'll be keeping people engaged over 2-3 years, not just having them in the room and going, which we've done in the past. People have left and given up on their own, where now it's more about, right, after the seminar, what can we do to keep people going? On a webinar version, it's a lot harder. I saw a tweet yesterday from Ben at STL. No, don't know the guy. Got nothing against him at all. Produces a load of stuff, and he's got a successful YouTube channel and his model. But he sort of tweeted that he did an video on losing or losses, coping with losses. I haven't watched it, but there. And he does a load of different strategy videos, but strategy videos are getting a much higher percentage of views or more people engaging with them than the one about losing. And he's dead right that people, oh, it's a new strategy, I'll try that. Now, he gets 10, 12,000 people. Now, you imagine, let's say, I don't know, say 7,000 of those are unique views because people have watched it twice. Say 50% of those people are then trying to use that strategy. So now you've got 3,500 people trying to trade, I don't know, let's say in the correct score market because they've watched it on a video. Even if they all put tenners in, that's another 35k. You go and put 35k in a correct score market, any game, don't care if it's Man U, Liverpool, go and put 35k in and tell me that everybody's getting value. It's complete and utter bollocks, but that's what happens. It's what people do. Nothing to do with what Ben's doing. It's how people react and see it. They don't think, oh, actually, is that for me? Does it suit me? What's the price? What's going to happen here? It's, oh, a new strategy. I'll try that. I'll do that. I'll do that. That's what I want to do. You know, they then go and lose because the value has gone. And so they do it for a couple of weeks and then they move into something else. And Ben will have another video up and they'll do that. And oh, I'll try that one. And great. And ultimately, Ben will, like me, have a core of customers who've actually taken two or three strategies and stuck through it. And they'll probably count a handful. And he'll have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people who are jumping around from one thing to another. That's what it is. It's like people who lay drifting horses. The clever people are the ones who start the process. The clever people have laid the horse at 4.6, for example, and then they've got the value, but people following the sheep have seen it drifting, and then they're laying it at all prices, 6, 6.2. It's absolute, you know, the value's gone, you're garbage, you're an idiot. The horse may get beat, but when one wins, the clever people are losing 3.6 points, the mugs are losing 5.2 points. You keep that up over a long period of time, you are only going one way, and that is skint. It's an unsustainable model. It's mental, but it rinses and repeats every day. Everything is about price, and on the days that I do, I talk so much about price, on the odd sheets price, the pretty traffic light stats that we see in Twitter now. It's like a plague on Twitter, traffic light stats everywhere. Nobody mentions price. It's not even price. Price is everything. It should be what makes the punting world go round, but it makes Denise of Bet365 world go round because of numpties. So, Dave, you started this with your Arsenal thing. You started me off, but it's the reason I do it is for the one, the personal touch. Two, it's a lot easier for me to explain to people in person. I can control the numbers of the people who come, and I know even then I say every seminar when I open it up, people who are listening to this who've been, who's going to be doing this in 12 months' time? Everybody's hand goes up. The reality is, from every seminar, it's four or five people who stick at it. And this seminar is the best one I've done yet. You know, I don't need you, Dave. It's full. NEC is full. I don't need you. You can keep your 500. Don't give it to a Tottenham fan. Woe betide you do that. It is more about the delivery on the day and dealing with people. So the bottom line is, yes, I have talked about doing webinars and that, but every time I come to do it, I find negatives to it as opposed to positives. I'm not somebody who needs to have 20,000 people or 10,000 people listening to me. You know, the podcasts are a growing, a fine example. When I did my first podcast, we were getting 300, 350 people regularly. I know that people are logged in. Oh, he said do over 1.5 in Cornick Zebra tonight. Oh, that's got beat. Right, that's me done. No, he's crap. I ain't using him again. Let's do something else. And off you'll go to, I don't know, Dean the Betting Guy's podcast or somebody else's podcast, Mark O'Hare, whoever it may be. That is the way the world works. You know, I know that in 6 months' time, it'll only be the dog listening to the podcast and I'll be talking to myself. But I enjoy doing them. It's a bit of a routine for me. It enables me to vent about people like Dave and his stupid fucking Arsenal policy. And it enables me just to get thoughts in my head out when I'm sat here on my own. So if I do end up doing them to myself, I can still go, oh, what was I going to do tonight? And listen, oh, I was going to do that Gornik game. I'll listen to it myself. People think I'm mad. Who cares? So that's it. That's Friday. Dave not giving me any money because I am a Tottenham fan. And that would seriously impede his life. Coming to learn how to make 80 grand over 4 years wouldn't improve his life. Giving me 500 would totally and utterly wreck it. And you don't give me 500, Dave, because the hotel gets a fair chunk and your lunch. But, you know, don't worry about it. Dave, I think you should stop listening because I don't think me and you would see eye to eye. You got beat by an indigestion tablet last night. I understand you may be a bit pissed off about it, but it's football, mate. It is all it is. Tottenham are absolute garbage. We've won one trophy in 20 years. Probably not going to change for another 10 years. Really isn't that important. Yes, when it happens, I might have a little 10 minutes going, yeah, because it's important at the time. But in the grand scheme of things, it means absolutely naffle. It's a game of football. Anyway, right, that's it. So, Holmes, Betts, that's what we want. Holmes, Norwich and Motherwell. Aways, Bury, Hearts, Dunfermline, Dundee United, Forfar, Dunbarton. The horse is the 4.10 at Sandown, New Millennium. Over 3.5 in the Den Bosch game. Over 1.5 in the Gornick game. Golf I'll revisit in the morning. Have a fabulous Friday. Thank you for listening. Sorry I sound a bit croaky. Sorry if I've gone on about Dave. I haven't scripted anything. I just, as I see it, as the thoughts come in my head, the guy's an idiot. Right, okay. I will speak to you all tomorrow. Have a good Friday.